This is All Things Considered on Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. The Line 5 oil pipelines in the Straits of Mackinac were hit by an anchor last year. Enbridge Energy has not published their account of the damage to Line 5 while the anchor strike is being investigated. But IPR's Max Johnston got photos, videos, and testimony on the damage yesterday. He joins me in the studio now. Hi, Max.
Hi, Kendra.
So what exactly was published yesterday?
Yeah, so we got a hold of photos and video depicting the damage to the Line 5 oil pipelines from that anchor strike that happened last April. I also got a copy of written testimony that Enbridge provided to the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, and that basically outlined what Enbridge did in response to that anchor strike.
So let's start with those images. What can you see in the photos and video?
Well, so you can see several scrapes, gashes, and dents along both the east and west pipelines, and some scraping along the lake bed. That all appeared to be caused by that anchor strike, and you can actually see those photos and that video at our website, iprnews.org.
How severe was that damage?
Well, in their written testimony to the Senate, Enbridge identified three main dents along the pipeline that were caused by that anchor strike, and you can see them in those pictures I mentioned earlier. The longest dent was over 23 inches. And they say they found no safety or integrity issues from the strike and no evidence of a leak on Line 5. But to be safe, they say they did lower the pressure of crude oil and natural gas that was going through the pipelines as a precaution.
So what do these documents tell us about Enbridge's response to the anchor strike?
So in that written testimony, it says that Enbridge conducted hand-on inspections of the damage done after the strike. That's where they saw those dents and other damage to Line 5's coating. What wasn't in the testimony was any sort of timeline for their response. Enbridge never says how long it took them to do these inspections or how long it took them to make sure the pipelines weren't pierced or leaking. A representative from Enbridge just told me that they did all that quickly. The testimony does say that they put a new coating over the damaged spots, but it took them almost 4 months to complete that work because they say they had to wait for state permits and get a green light from the Army Corps of Engineers before they could finish it. Once all that was done, they resumed normal operations on Line 5 in late July.
So why is all this information coming out now, nearly a year after that anchor strike?
Well, just to be clear, Enbridge has had all of this information the entire time. And Enbridge Vice President did pledge to release it nearly 8 months ago. But when we circled back to get it last week, Enbridge said they couldn't make it public because it was considered confidential while the U.S. Coast Guard investigates the anchor strike. But as we reported, a representative from the Coast Guard said they never told Enbridge to withhold any of this and that they can essentially release it whenever they want. So U.S. Senator Gary Peters is publishing it now after the Coast Guard said it wouldn't impact their investigation.
So what's been the response to all this going public?
Well, based on what listeners have said to me and what environmental groups have said since we published all this stuff, in short, they're pretty mad. I mean, many have said that for a long time, Line 5 is a ticking time bomb, and many people have said this is just further evidence that this damage that was inflicted to the pipeline cements that idea. On the legislative side of things, today Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced she's asking the DNR to have some emergency rules that would stop ships from dragging anchors when they go through the straits.
And what would that rule do exactly?
Well, what happened last April was a vessel was unknowingly dragging its anchor across the straits when it hit Line 5. According to a press release from Governor Whitmer, this new rule would effectively ban all vessels from dragging anchors when they go through the straits. Whitmer says this rule is specifically meant to prevent more anchor strikes to Line 5 in the future, but she would need Coast Guard approval for that rule to apply to international ships going through the Straits of Mackinac.
Max Johnston, reporter at IPR. Max, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kendra.